And now to the best man for his speech, His Royal Highness Prince Harry.
Awesome. Thanks, Master of Ceremonies, Footman Dude. So, my lords, ladies, and gentlemen, although there are a couple less of you now since Nanny Liz and Phil Pops popped off, welcome, totally welcome to this joyous occasion. Like some poets have said in their rhymes, I'm sure, love, yeah? Is there anything more beautiful than two photogenic and extremely privileged people coming together? It's a measure of the kind of noble man that is in attendance today that the night before this big wedding, instead of going on the lash, he'd take time out to walk the media-lined mall for a totally impromptu meeting, including actual physical contact with his loyal peasants. I mean public. And that takes a very special kind of guy. You know what I mean, Pippa? A very special kind of guy that may be looking for a special kind of gel, what with all this excitement and hullabaloo going down. Yeah. Anyway, as is customary for the best man, I'd totally like to let the bridesmaid know you looked completely fit, like totally stunning. And of course, it would be totally remiss of me not to draw attention to how beautiful the main filly herself looked. Out there on that balcony, while those planes were flying over. By the way, guess who organized that, yeah? The world was in awe of your beauty. Pippa, you are totally slamming in that dress. I believe it was Shakespeare that first said, I'd totally tap that ass, and I totally would. I'd hate to see you leave, baby, but I'd love to watch you leave. And while you may be of lowly birth, with your help, I'd love to have a bit more of the common touch. Total congrats and so forth to Big Willie and Kate, Catherine, Katie Poos. Just remember, dude, bros before duchesses. Now, as my great-great-great-wives Henry VIII said just before he made moving on from one wife to the next all official, let's get this party started! Cheers!